Good morning once again.
Good morning.
This morning my sermon is called Endurance. We are so blessed, aren't we? We are so blessed. God has blessed us with his graciousness, his kindness, his mercy, and his goodness. Father God, we ask you to bless this time as we commit it to you. Paul had met with the Corinthians on his third missionary journey. Still a beginner, but getting pretty good at sharing the word of Jesus. His teaching skills were improving, and he was able to develop a very special relationship with the people of Corinth. The city at that time was a capital city, which had been destroyed by the Romans and then rebuilt by the Romans their way. And within the city, there were two classes. There was the wealthy, and there were the slaves. Corinth became a city of commerce. The rich became richer from the taxes that were collected as the ships would come up. And the slaves became poorer. Paul became frustrated time and time again as people believed, yet many were not changing their worldly ways, which including drinking and prostitution and other sinful activities. They would worship God in the church that Paul had planted, but openly wandered, strayed from God's commands in marriage, in gender distinction, in their church theology, discipline, in their ideas about marriage, and lawsuits. There were always lawsuits, and more lawsuits within the city. And the people continued to ask theological questions, but the answers didn't seem to satisfy them. And Paul let them know that they were called to live for God. He encouraged the people to simply not look out for themselves, but to care for others. And that came up this morning many times. That's God's way. In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 5, Paul writes about living with faith in God and learning from the past. I'm going to share 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 5. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. The people knew that they were blessed by God. However, they continued to worship their false gods and their idols. Paul had shared over and over and over again that the Christians would need to give up their old ways. It's not going to be easy, but bringing those old ways with them would only drag them down. He continued to share that following God's ways had set before them and knowing them because of what they went through when they were leaving the exile of Egypt. He reminded the people of the clouds that were sheltering the people from the desert sun when they needed it most, and how God provided food and drink during their time when they thought everything was barren and gone and they would surely starve. God provided. And how the Red Sea opened for the crossing of all of Israel. What a blessing to know that God was with them during those miraculous times. Many followers perished in the wilderness as they fell into sin and disobedience, refusing to recognize the blessing that they had received. Paul encouraged the believers to learn from the past. Once we get a speeding ticket, we learn from the past, right? Not going to do that again. Once you bake a cake without greasing the pan first, we learn from that, right? It's terrible to get that cake out if you haven't greased it. Next time I'm going to grease it. This is one of mine. When I'll remember the next time to take the cardboard off the bottom of the frozen pizza before I put it in the oven and bake it. Right? Have you ever done that? I won't do it again. I won't do it again. And when I was first preaching here, there were some people who were writing on notebook cards and then passing them to Eloise, and some were passing from Sandra to other people in the church. And I was like, they're critiquing my sermon. They're going to give me a 1 through 10 grade point. Like, what was all this about? Right? My mind went to the negative. And it wasn't that at all. It was they were thinking of songs that matched my sermon that we could sing at the end of the sermon. Isn't that silly? I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to think anything negative or silly is going on ever, right? Why do we do that? But we learn from our past and we move forward. Paul was sharing his lessons about the seriousness of turning to God. His sharing was a foreshadowing of what was going to be happening to them. Too many of the current Christians were taking too many liberties with their Christian life. They were visiting those pagan temples and suing their neighbors and worshiping those idols. And perhaps they were thinking it was okay because they were baptized and they received communion. They're going to be forgiven. I can do this tonight because tomorrow I'll be forgiven. Maybe even I'll go to church and ask for forgiveness on Thursday night before I do this bad thing on Friday. I'll be forgiven. Paul lets the people know that they need to remain vigilant against disobedience all the time and against sin all the time. Their standing with God is not always guaranteed. They were to live according to the Lord's ways with strength and endurance. That's what Christians in today's world are doing. Relying on their strength, relying on their endurance. There was and is a need to endure during many difficult situations. It's called life. But don't turn from God. Don't turn from God. Work through each day. Plan for the future and know that there is a place for you in heaven. That's the message for the woman that was on our porch this morning. You can make it until tomorrow. Turn to God. Endure today. Plan for tomorrow. Don't do the same thing tomorrow. Find a different way to get through the day. Turn to God. God's favor requires ongoing obedience. With God, believers have the ability to withstand adversity. When we're in it, it's pretty tough. But we have a God who is there with us. And we do have the ability to get through adversity. Paul's sharing with the Corinthians is a wonderful reminder to all that there is a need to remain vigilant in our faith. Paul explained apostasy. That's when people profess to believe and fall away from their faith, but still profess to be Christians. But they're not living that way. Haha, now has a word, now has a definition. We need to be aware of that. They needed to be aware of that. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants all people to grow in their faith, to endure spiritual attacks, and avoid backsliding. He wants everyone to enjoy all of God's spiritual blessings without falling into sin. Jesus protects and provides his followers. Pastor Jacob Gerber wrote about today's verses with this statement. God, from the beginning, has been giving Jesus to his people to save them by faith in Christ. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'll read it again. God, from the beginning, has been giving Christ to his people to save them by faith in Christ. The world can be a dark place. We need to learn from the past, our own past, historical past, the Old Testament. We need to learn. We need to endure in faithfulness and live every day for God. It makes a big difference when we give it to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting at verse 6. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them had died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by destroying angels, by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Endure in the face of temptation. Know that God will provide a way for you through negative, hard situations. He will provide a way through it. He will provide a way out of it. How do we remain in obedience to God? Refrain from idol worship. God will always provide ways for you to avoid sin. Don't seek what your neighbor has. Be satisfied with what God has provided you. Align your thoughts and your actions and your life with God's will. God's will is revealed through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our understanding of Scripture, and our prayers. We need to continue to actively seek to know and understand God's commands. Recognize them. We need to choose, purposely choose to live according to God's commands. When we fall, turn to Him. He will guide you. He will get you back up. Lean on those commands. We are to live with a love for God and a devotion for Him. Praying for guidance is seeking God's wisdom, asking for understanding and discernment. Pause and turn to God before reacting in any situation. I lost an opportunity to shine my Jesus heart in front of my boys. We were in downtown Lancaster, and we had just eaten dinner. We came out with a bag of food, and there were people everywhere and bike riders, and I had my two kids with me, and the young man came up and said, "My mom's homesick. Can I take your leftovers?" And I said, "Oh, no, thank you," and I kept walking with the boys. And Matthew said, "Mom," and then when we got to the car, I had to apologize. It was a busy street. I was with my kids. Things were going, and I, instead of pausing, right, and walking, we were kind of in the street, and just taking him to the side, I was like, "No, no, no," and kept going with my boys. I can learn from the past. When someone comes up to me in need, pause. Take the time to talk. Take the time to get into a safe place, out of the road. Why didn't I give him that meal? I'll think about that the rest of my life. I was worried about my kids getting across the street. It didn't make sense to me, and I'm going to learn from that. Pray for the ability to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit provides guidance in your heart and mind. It guides you to lead a life of love and service, extending compassion to others and sharing God's word becomes a way of life. It becomes instinctual. Boy, do I pray for that. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter what face I make, that it is godly. Pray to be able to resist temptation and turn away from sinful ways. Pray and rely on God's strength. Hang out with other believers. You guys are the best. Hang out with other believers and talk about Jesus. Even in small ways, talk about Jesus. It takes commitment to live a life that reflects the teachings of our Lord. It takes endurance to get to the point where we believe and follow with an unconscious obedience. That's that instinctual feeling, that unconscious obedience. This is when our faith and beliefs come together and lead us to act like God without even thinking about it. It becomes our norm. Other people may not think that you're normal, but it is the norm when you follow Jesus, to act like Jesus. It is our patterned way of life. It becomes our daily habit. This is another quote that I read. The right way to obey God is wholeheartedly, faithfully, and with integrity. We can do that. We can do that. In Deuteronomy 26, verse 16, says, the Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws. Carefully observe them with all of your heart, with all of your soul. There is an importance of sincere and complete devotion to God. Not just when things are good. Complete devotion every moment. How devoted have we been to God in our daily walk? Do we quickly backslide when we become angry or worried or frustrated or when we feel betrayed? How quickly does that happen in our personal lives? Complete devotion to God helps us get through those times. Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. God's teachings are established forever and ever, written down in a book thousands of years old. The best lesson book you'll ever read. His instructions are unchangeable. His instructions are trustworthy. Paul recognized and shared that those who live by faith have lives that are filled not only with faith. When you live by faith, you have a life filled with love and honesty and character. My life was turned upside down by dishonesty, heartbreaking, something that takes a long time to get over. Thank goodness I had God in my life. I am choosing to live by faith with love, honesty, and character. God is faithful. He provides a way in every situation. Thank you, Lord. God gave us his commands for us to live by daily. Acts 5:29. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The apostles had even been arrested for preaching about Jesus, but they chose to obey God and spread the gospel. And look what happened. It spread and spread. All of God's children are to develop a desire to do what pleases God. We are to walk the walk and talk the talk. When you feel yourself straying, think of that saying, I am to walk the walk and talk the talk. Pick yourself up. Pray. With God, with your faith in God, you can endure this life because of your inner strength and your potential. We're never done growing and learning and sharing and giving and loving. Christopher Robin, remember Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh? With his godly wisdom, he shared this quote with Winnie the Pooh, his best friend. "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think." With God, we should never underestimate our capabilities. God wants you to recognize your potential in this world. Learn to embrace those challenges as you rely on God's strength and on your ability to overcome any challenge put before you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today acknowledging our needs for your strength and your endurance, Lord. The path of a Christian life can be challenging, and many times we find ourselves weary and discouraged. Help us to find our strength in you. You are the source of all power. Grant us wisdom to discern your will and to make choices that align with your word. We need to know your word, Lord. When trials come, remind us of your faithfulness and the hope that we have in you. May your joy be our strength and your spirit our constant encourager. Help us to persevere, Lord. We don't want to just survive. We want to overcome with grace and victory. We pray that our endurance will be a testament to your power in our lives, and that we may bring glory to your name. In your precious name, amen.